WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hott here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little bit of stoic wisdom sprinkled in. Ever feel like fear's got you by the short hairs? You know that feeling when your heart starts racing, your palms get sweaty, and your mind spinning 1,000 miles a minute just at the thought of something? Yeah, me too. It's totally normal, but what if I told you there's a way to build an emotional fortress, a mental armor against those pesky fears and phobias? That's right, folks, today we're diving into how stoic training can help us become fearless in the face of whatever life throws our way. Think of it like this. Fear is a whisper and courage is a roar. Stoicism isn't about ignoring your fears or pretending they don't exist. It's about acknowledging them, understanding them, and choosing to respond with calm strength. So, what are some practical tools from the Stoic toolbox that can help us conquer those fears? First up, cognitive reframing. Ever notice how our thoughts often exaggerate the threat? We tend to jump to worst-case scenarios, assuming the absolute worst is going to happen. Stoicism encourages us to question these negative thought patterns. Is there evidence to support this fear? What's a more rational and realistic perspective? Next, focus on what you can control. You can't control everything in life, that's just a fact. But you can control your reactions. Instead of letting fear dictate your actions, focus on what you can do to manage the situation. Think about it like this. You might not be able to control the traffic, but you can choose to stay calm and focus behind the wheel. Third, practice mindfulness. When fear creeps in, take a deep breath and bring yourself back to the present moment. Notice your surroundings, feel your body, and anchor yourself in the here and now. This helps break the cycle of anxious thoughts and allows you to respond with more clarity. Now, let's talk about building resilience, that inner strength that helps us bounce back from setbacks. Stoics believed in facing our fears head-on. It might seem counterintuitive, but sometimes the best way to overcome a phobia is to gradually expose yourself to it in safe and controlled environments. This could involve starting with small steps, maybe watching videos about your fear or talking to someone who's overcome it. Finally, remember virtue is its own reward. When we act courageously, even when it's difficult, we strengthen our character and build self-respect. It's not about proving anything to anyone else, it's about honoring ourselves and living in accordance with our values. So, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work. Your palms are sweating, your heart is racing, and you can practically feel the audience judging every word. You start to spiral into that familiar fear response. But then, you remember what we talked about today. You take a deep breath, remind yourself that you've prepared thoroughly, and focus on delivering your message with clarity and confidence. As you speak, you notice something shift within you. The fear starts to fade, replaced by a sense of calm determination. You realize that this moment is an opportunity for growth, a chance to step outside of your comfort zone and demonstrate your courage. And guess what? You rock it. The key takeaways here are simple but powerful. Reframe your thoughts. Focus on what you can control. Practice mindfulness. Face your fears head on and remember that virtue is its own reward. Remember, folks, building emotional strength is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and a willingness to step outside of our comfort zones. But with every small victory over fear, we become a little bit more courageous, a little bit more resilient, and a whole lot stronger. So, take what you learned today, put it into practice, and let's build those stoic mental armors together. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a little dose of stoic wisdom. Leave a review if you enjoyed the show, it helps others find their way here. And most importantly, keep practicing, keep growing, and keep striving for that inner strength. Until next time, stay courageous.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.